This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. At a time when Americans are increasingly questioning where their food comes from, new USDA data reveals family farms still power most of U.S. agriculture. A new analysis from Farm Flavor maps out the state of family-owned farms across the country using the latest USDA data. Researchers calculated the share of farms in each state that meet the USDA's definition of family farm, where the majority of the business is owned by the principal operator and their relatives, and examined the market value of agricultural products sold. Illinois is home to more than 66,000 family-owned farms, which collectively generate over $25 billion of the nation's nearly $600 billion in total agricultural output each year. 93% of all Illinois farms are family-owned, ranking Illinois 39th in the U.S. in family-owned farm share. To view the full report, which covers all 50 states, go to WSIU.org. Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen says a vote denouncing socialism was a Republican ploy to generate attack ads for Democrats. Sorensen was one of nearly 90 House Democrats who voted for the measure.
I am a fighter for Medicare and for Medicaid. I'm a supporter of our police and our fire and making sure that our roads are taken care of, that our schools are funded, and that Social Security remains essential for people.
Sorensen said his record speaks for itself. He represents parts of central and northwestern Illinois. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is condemning President Trump's pardon of the former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. Durbin said Hernandez orchestrated a vast trafficking conspiracy that prosecutors claimed raked in millions of dollars for cartels while making Honduras one of Central America's poorest, most violent, most corrupt countries. Durbin said Hernandez was eventually found guilty of selling narcotics through these cartels into the United States. Durbin then extrapolated this instance to a repeated misuse of the presidential pardon power by President Trump to extend political favors to personal allies, including those involved in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This is WSIU.